Please rise for the pledge. Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. All right. Okay. We have some visit. Whoop. We have visitors. Sal Nicosia. You're up, brother. Your visitor. Starting now.
Happy New Year, everyone. Despite the cold weather, we have warm thoughts for you relating to our endeavor to get the people in Albany to know more about us. I was waiting to see how the committees were going to be formed and what dates they would have. We're going to find out from Mr. Graff and Mr. Laval, who are the chairman of these people, Mrs. Nolan, and I should have it at the next meeting when these meetings take place. I hope not that the fact that our former governor, Mr. Cuomo, passed away and his son has deferred to do the State of the Union until January 26th, which I believe creates a situation where nothing really gets done as far as budgets until that particular moment that he starts to declare it. So I think we have to pray that we will able to get the money that we deserve on time and not have to borrow it because the budget gets delayed. But the people in our community have been writing letters. I hope that you have, those of you that have signed yourselves to one, have been keeping in touch with these people. And I've been talking to Mr. Lupinacci, who's on the Higher Education Committee, and he assures me that we're going to get recognized. So I thank you for that.
Just two quick things on that. Bruce, correct me if I'm wrong. Despite the delay in delivering the State of the Union, the governor has committed to keep the 27th date for the first draft of the budget, correct? Okay. Carol, any other visitors? Nope. Great. Okay, business item, bid awards. Need a motion, please. Mike Isernia, Mike Timo. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We have a consent agenda items for personnel items 3A1 through 3B5. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Timo, Tony Falco. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. That brings us to page 4. Action items, mini contracts, agenda for action items 411 through 412. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Isernia, Vic Canales. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We have the 4-2 donation from Samantha Liberty Memorial Foundation. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Isernia, Vic Canales. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We accept that with gratitude. Bruce, can we get a letter out to them? Donation from the Sachem Youth Soccer, Sachem Youth Advisory Group. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Isernia. Mike Timo. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Bruce, again, can we get a letter out? We accept that with gratitude. Approval of budget transfers for greater than $50,000. I believe there was one transfer for computer equipment. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Isernia. Vic Canales. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 4-5, approval of purchase of additional excess flood insurance with NYSIR. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Timo. Mike Isernia. Questions or comments? Go ahead, Mike.
Bruce, this is because we expended all our insurance from that August 2013 flood. So this is now moving forward. We're covered from this point to the end of the school year.
Right. The board previously approved to replenish the basic million. This is another million on top of that. So we'd have 2 million coverage if we have another flood till June 30th.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 4-6, approval of a resolution. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Timo, Mike Isernia. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Fourth settlement, settlement agreement with the supervisor. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Isernia. Vic Canales. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Revised extra clubs activities for the 14-15 school year. Can I have a motion, please? Mike Isernia. Tony Falco. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Recommendation on Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Mike Isernia. Mike Timo. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports. Any of the subcommittees want to speak? Sal, anything else to add? Okay. Anybody from the budget or? Okay. Any questions on the determination of Committee on Preschool Education? Nope. Okay. Bruce, we have one discussion, which was the purchase of a maintenance vehicle. Can I turn it over to you, sir?
As we mentioned a few minutes ago, during that August flood, there was a Ford Econo van, 1991, with about 260,000 miles, which was ruined. The insurance company was generous and gave us $5,000 to get, because that was the value of that van. But the maintenance department generally uses the utility Ford 350s. Ford doesn't make Econo vans anymore. So the replacement vehicle is what we're recommending. We are in dire need, as I sent the board. 5 out of the 16 vehicles are not usable in extremely poor shape. We envisioned that we would put the equipment in a bond issue, which has been postponed. But to replace that Econo van, I'm recommending that we buy an F-350 right now with a plow.
I'll open it up for questions. Mike?
Maybe this is maybe Mr. Berger. Is this a diesel? We're getting a diesel and a plow package? That it's a whole. We're getting a diesel and a plow package on this vehicle?
Plow package. I'm not sure about the diesel.
Okay. Just curious.
Any other questions? Nope. Okay. So
I got it right here, Mike. I got the bid specs. Okay. Yeah. It is a diesel.
One question.
Okay. Go ahead, Doug.
Bruce, looking ahead, you're saying 5 out of the 16 vehicles that we use as part of our fleet to remove snow are in not great condition, but we're still counting those as vehicles that we're going to use in the event of a snowstorm.
Absolutely. We have nothing else. Correct.
What is our plan B should those vehicles, we get a large storm, let's say 10 or 12 inches, and we have vehicles that begin to redline? What is our backup plan to ensure that we can get buildings open?
We'd have to contract. We have a contract in place to call in a company.
Okay. And do we have, with that contract, is there any provisions in there, a certain amount of time we have to let them know, anything like that? Basically, what if we go to that contractor and they say they don't have any equipment available for us?
Mike, has that ever happened? I mean, they know that we're on a large storm, probably over 6 or 8 inches. We're going to call. To remove snow. Have they ever refused or not shown up?
No.
Okay. So I know this is timely, and I think, Bruce, you're asking for the board is in agreement for permission to put on a resolution.
One of our maintenance mechanics is using his personal vehicle since August. And, you know, they're entitled to have tools, a truck to do their job. I think we need to replace the damaged vehicle.
Does anybody have an issue proceeding? So we have a motion ready, I believe, to that we
Correct.
Would want to amend the agenda for this and include a resolution.
You can make a motion to amend the agenda to include the resolution that Bruce has prepared, and then also there is a athletics trip resolution that's something of an emergent nature that just arose since Monday. So. Certainly, we could have the initial motion to amend the agenda to include those two resolutions, and then thereafter we could take a vote on each of the resolutions independently.
Chris, you're prepared to read off the motions, each of those motions?
It's a request for approval of Ford 350 at a price of $55,452, 2015, with a snowplow.
Okay, so we need a motion to amend the agenda to include those two items.
So I'll make a motion to amend our agenda to include two additional resolutions.
Mike Isernia and Tony Falco. Okay, so we have the first agenda item, which is the Ford.
We just have to do all in favor of that motion.
All in favor. Opposed? Okay.
So the first resolution on the amended agenda would be for the approval of a purchase of a Ford F-350 diesel vehicle for a price of $55,452.25, Bruce?
50 cents.
50 cents, sorry.
I'm not sure if we're comfortable with that extra quarter. Motion. Need a second?
And that includes the snowplow.
Including the snowplow, yes.
That's right.
Need a second? Tony Falco, Mike Osernia, Tony Falco. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
And the second resolution for the amended agenda would be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves 6 student athletes and 1 coach from the Sachem East Wrestling Team to attend the Eastern States Wrestling Invitational to be held at the Sullivan County Community College on January 9th and 10th, 2015. The board has been informed that this event has been sanctioned by the New York State High School Athletics Association and that the approved attendance at this event will be at no cost to the district, with the exception of the cost of substitute coverage for the attending coach on February 9th, 2015. And be it further resolved that the Board of Education hereby waives the usual notice required by policy for this approval in light of the fact that the notice that the students had qualified for the invitational was received by the district only on or about January 15th, 2015.
Fifth, excuse me.
Did I say 15th? Sorry.
Chris, also,
fifth.
Just for clarification, it's January 9th, Friday, January 9th, not February.
What did I say?
February.
Okay, so January 9th and 10th and January 5th.
Okay. 9th and 10th is the event. They got invited on the 5th.
Correct.
Thank you. Mike Timo, Mike Isernia, questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Carol, any late visitors?
No.
Okay. Future agenda items. It's fine, Mike.
Bruce, I think in light of the fact that we're not going to now see the first state aid runs until June 26th.
January 26th.
I'm sorry. Boy, that year went like that. January 26th. I was going to propose, or at least we should consider, taking our January 21st meeting and moving it to January 28th, so that this way Bruce will have those numbers in 3 days to ingest them. This way he presents us something meaningful on the 28th rather than waiting again on the 21st and not doing anything until the 4th. Anybody have any?
So you're suggesting moving the meeting on the 21st to the 28th?
Correct.
Wednesday to Wednesday. Does anybody have an objection, a conflict? Can you commit to it at this point? Do we want to check our schedules?
What is the agenda going to be for the 28th then?
We'll have the first pass of the budget.
Okay,
correct. And we'll have the first pass of the state aid runs, so we'll sort of know where we stand. If we meet before there, we're only going to have what we want. We don't know what we're getting.
Okay. Are we going to be discussing our budget lines at that point? Or we understand the runs and everything else, but there's certain things we're going to have to put in the budget anyway. Is that any of that going to be discussed prior to the 28th, or the 28th is the first date?
Well, if we make this adjustment, that'll be our next meeting. Would be on the
28th. Okay. So just want
to. I mean, but to your point, Tony, I think that's a good point. I think what we should be prepared to discuss is we'll sort of know where we stand and have the first pass at what we want to change from this year, whether increase or decrease or what major. You know, there are some things I know board members have been sitting for years since the cuts. They want to add things back. And
well, my point is that normally, or sometimes, administration comes back and says, "What this is what you know this." This year's budget will look like next year. With the increase,
yes.
We're going to see that.
Right.
Yes.
As part of the budget presentation, but I'll need the state aid because we know we have to present within the tax cap.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to be able to see that.
Without the state aid? No.
Well, is that enough time for you to get that ready?
We're 90% done with the expenditure side. We just need the state aid number.
All right. So then we could see that on the 28th also.
And we should be prepared to say what we might want to add back in and start having that dialogue, start taking the list that we can talk to over the next several meetings. So does everybody want to? We have several board members out. Jim is not here. Do we want to tentatively say we'll look to change that meeting to the 28th and finalize it once we get feedback from our missing colleagues? It's a Wednesday. It's just the following Wednesday. Okay? All right, so we'll tentatively make that change. We'll finalize it, post it to the website once it's confirmed with everyone. But I'll send out a note to the rest of the board members and make sure that it's okay for all. Any other discussion? Yep, Michael?
The other thing I think we maybe want to discuss or at least bring to the attention of the community is this HESC program by which the school district could opt into a program that would allow our guidance counselors to see how yes. students' families are filling out the FAFSA forms. I don't know if anybody else read that, but I was very reluctant. And I saw, Paul, I saw your email to us saying that you was, at this point we had no intention of participating in that program. So I was glad to hear that because I don't think it's something we want to be involved in.
There's a lot of sensitive information involved that I'd rather that our faculty not be privy to.
Do we want to provide
Paul, can you just, for the folks out there that may not be involved in this, could you sort of give an overview of what he's talking about?
Basically, HESC is offering a pilot program where it'll allow our local counselors, high school counselors, track whether or not students have been applying or putting in the FAFSA applications for colleges, financial aid. So they're going to allow those that participate in this pilot program to go in and track whether or not students have been applying for the FAFSA. My concern with that is that now we're going to be privy to a lot of financial and personal information for families that if land and if it lands in the wrong hands, we can be in some trouble. So
now our guys do a pretty good job today.
We currently provide a financial aid presentation every November for our seniors and their parents, where we discuss the FAFSA, we discuss financial aid and different options that they have for financial aid. And in addition to that, when there's questions regarding the financial aid requirements by school, we typically refer them to the schools of their choice because they would have the right answers for them. There's also a 1-800 number that we refer to for HESC to assist when needed.
So at this point, your recommendation is us not to participate in that program.
That's correct, until we get more information from what their findings are from their pilot program.
Doug?
Just on that, on the presentation, the we do, you said, a workshop every
November.
Is there any benefit to maybe doing that more than once a year? Because the FAFSA is something that's very important to fill out.
We can certainly have multiple presentations, but there hasn't really been a need,
okay.
at least that I've been made aware of, but I can certainly find out from the high school counselors and see if there's a need for additional dates.
Michael.
Just
anybody have any other questions on that or disagree with Paul's recommendation not to proceed? Okay.
Yeah, just also last, if we could get the administration to give us a update on any policy changes we need to make with regard to the commissioner's latest regulations regarding undocumented, unaccompanied minor children that might want to enroll in our schools.
Yeah, I think we should have, we got a legal briefing on that, and I would like to have a discussion on that with the folks here because I think that's important information. It is going to impact our district. I don't think anybody's prepared to do it tonight, but we can add it to future agenda item.
Yeah, if somebody could just let me know and I'll have the packet ready and be prepared to present. We also did participate in a survey that was conducted by the State Ed Department. We've complied with all of their requests in that regard. Obviously, this comes out of the issues that arose out of Hempstead.
Yeah. Just to bring the, so that people understand what we're talking about with the influx of undocumented residents coming into our district or around the state in general, the state has altered or adjusted the way we have to accept new students in with putting certain commitments on us. So if we can just perhaps have a discussion on what our legal responsibility is and how that potentially can impact the district and the rest of the students.
Sure.
Anything else? Great. Next meeting is currently on the agenda for the 21st, but as mentioned, we are likely going to try to move that to the 28th. The website will be updated. Board will now convene to executive session to discuss a specific personnel item. Any motion, please? Mike Isernia, Tony Falco, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.